Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalto Bituch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Shimai. Leiloi Nishmas of Yochayim ben Rab Chaim Yitzchok and Ochen ben Moshe, and Leiloi Nishmas, O Isha Gittel Basorav Eliezer Monoach. It's Rosh Chodesh tonight, Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And Rosh Chodesh and on other special times like Yomim Tovim during the year, we have an insert into our Shmon Esrei, into our benching, the Chasam Mozein of Yalev Yovi. Yalev Yovi is a very interesting tefillah. It actually utilizes the special nature of our relationship with Hashem as a means of influencing the deliverance of the good that we are looking for and the answering of our tefillahs and the bestowing upon us of a divine mercy. And the truth of the matter is that an understanding recital of this tefillah is truly and can truly be a source of enhanced and strengthened bitachon. We say Elokim of Elokim, we say that those words in themselves are very uplifting and inspiring. Our God, we have this special relationship with Hashem to the extent that we call Him ours, as if He belongs to us. And Elokim, we say this relationship is not just a current relationship, a relationship that expands back over millennia, thousands of years, because he's also Elokei Aviseinu. Yale v'yofi v'yagia, yiroe v'yirotzer v'yishoma, v'yipokei v'yizocher. It should be, go up and come, I guess, in front of your presence, in front of your divine presence. The agia that should reach there, the era should be seen, the yishova should be heard, the poche to remember the zocher. Eight languages of expression of the elevation of our tefillos and bringing them in front of Hashem. The Avot Dror explains that these eight references of Yalev, of Yovah, of Yagia, v'chule, are based on the eight statements that we have in Atov HaChartonu. Atov HaChartonu, you chose us, Nikol Amim. Ahavtoson, you loved us. Ratzisobani, you desired us. Rimam Tol Mikol Alashenes, you elevated us from all the languages. Kirash Toluk Mitzvah Yisrechu, you sanctified us with all of your mitzvahs. Kirav Tolu Malkeinu Lavidosecha, draw us close to your service, and your great and holy name, you called upon us. It seems that when we ask that our tefillahs be brought directly in front of Hashem, Yalev, Yovei, V'yagia, V'yeroe, V'yirotze, V'yishoma, V'yipoki, V'yizocher, we're basing it on a special relationship that we have with Hashem. That you chose us from all the nations. You loved us. You desired us. You elevated us with our language, and you sanctified us with your mitzvahs. The special relationship described in the Atov HaChartonu, the special relationship that we recite on every yontif and every tefillah of every yontif, Atov HaChartonu mikol ha'amim, that's the basis for the Yalev V'yovei. We have this unique relationship with Hashem. He has chosen us. We are His people. He has a special love for us. He has a special desire for us. And we take advantage of this. And from this vantage point of that unique relationship, of that special connection that He has forged with us, we stand and we ask that our tefillahs should be elevated and uplifted and presented in front of Him. So we don't just ask for Hashem to hear our tefillahs. We come in the name of that special relationship. We speak in the context of the fact that He has chosen us with such a very unique expression of love. But then we continue. Zichreinenu, Zichreinenu, Zichreinabi, Seinu, Zichre Mashiach, Medovid Abdecho, Zichre Yisholayim, Yerkotshecho, Zichre Kolam Chobesh Yisrael Lefodecho. And again, the Avodah Zarah tells us that there's a posuk where Klal Yisrael is mentioned as B'nei, the children of Hashem, numerous times. And the number of the Zichreinenu, Zichreinenu, our remembrance, Zichre Abiseinu, the memory of our fathers, Zichre Mashiach, and so forth, is Keneged, is based on that posuk. Again, we're asking Hashem to remember us, to hear our tefillos, to answer our tefillos, to be concerned with all of the major issues of our communal life, besides our individual life, all based on the fact that we're born in Hashem Elokeichem. We're your children. In one pasuk, it's mentioned so many times how we're the Bnei Yisrael, how we're the Bonim to Hashem. Again, coming with this special attitude. I'm coming as a loving son. I'm coming to my loving father. And I'm asking him to pay attention to the prayers and the requests that we have. And these requests should all be accepted with graciousness, means even though we're not deserving, with kindness, with mercy, and it should bring for us life and peace on this Rosh Chodesh, on this day of the rejuvenating of the moon, on this day of special Kapora, atonement for Klal Yisrael. We ask Hashem in the merit of that unique and special chosen children, chosen at the Bechartonu, loving as a child relationship, Onim Atem Hashem Elokeichem. In that merit, we ask Hashem to pay attention to our tefillos, to answer our prayers. Then Zachrei Hashem Elokeinu Boi Leteivu Fakinu Boi Levrocho Mishinu Boi Lachayim. These are our requests. Remember us, Leteivu. Save us for life. And here I think there's an interesting footnote that ask Hashem to remember. Does anyone ever know Hashem to forget? Dein Shikchol of the Kisek Vedecho. But it seems from many places that Hashem has such a deep love for Klal Yisrael that the only way, kaviyochol, so to speak in human terms, that he copes with our suffering and with our inappropriate behavior and his inability to grant us everything we want because of that inappropriate behavior or its not willingness because of the system that he created in the world, we ask Hashem to have Rachmanas on us and to remember us. And remembering meaning that what he does, kaviyochol, is when he cannot grant us, sort of forgets us. In other words, not holy that he can forget, but he makes it in such a way, ki'ilu, he's forgetting us, because if I remember you, you know, we say, Haben Yakiri Ephraim, Mide Dabri Boy Ozochar Es Kerenu Oy, Alkin Homo Me'aloi. When I speak about him, I remember him. When I remember him, I have to have Rachmanis on him. And if I have any reason it's not inability, but if I have Cheshbonis considerations that I can't right now have Rachmanis on him, and Hashem sort of makes it as if he doesn't remember. He pretends, so to speak, again in human terms, as if he forgets, because the pain of remembering and not being able to satisfy the needs of Klal Yisrael is very, very acute. Zochreinu Hashem Elokeinu L'Teivu Lachvinu V'Dvar Yeshua V'Rachamim. We ask him to remember us and in reference to Yeshua, to salvation, saving us from all our problems, and Rachamim, having mercy on us. Then we ask as follows, have Rachmonis on us. Give us, grant us chen, amat nas chinam, give us beyond what we deserve. Have Rachmonis, have mercy, and save us. Why? Not because you're the Kel Melech HaMevrachamot, because you're the all-merciful, kind creator, but because Ki Elecho Einenu. After all is said and done, we ask you to listen to our prayers and to save us, because our eyes are riveted on you, because we refuse to give up hope, because we are constantly awaiting your Yeshua, because Elecho Einenu, our eyes are focused on you. And I think this is a very critical piece, because that's the ultimate koyach that Klal Yisrael has. What gives us that koyach is the Atto B'chartonu. You chose us from all the nations. You loved us. You desired us. You did so much for us. You put your name upon us. And in one pasuk in the Torah, you refer to us as Borim Atem again and again and again and again and again and again. We're your children. And based on that, we turn to you. But because of that, we turn to you with bitochon. We turn to you with hope. Ki Elecho Einenu. We ask you to respond to our tefillos, not only because you're the merciful God, but because our eyes are focused on you. We never give up hope. We don't lose that bitochon. Our eyes are riveted on the Shomayim and counting on you to help us. Because of that, we ask you in that merit, we ask you that chus v'chadenu, abrachmanas on us, barachim aleinu v'hishienu, and save us, ke'elecho einin. And that, I think, really is a brief summation of the reality of the inspiration that we give ourselves in every tefillah, every berachas hamazon, on Rosh Chodesh, and on all of the Yomim Tovim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos. And once again, the bottom line in everything is Ke'elecho Einenu. After everything is said and done, the Atto B'chartonu and the Boni Matem are all there to inspire us that we never take our eyes off your heaven. We refuse to give up. We refuse to be Miyayish. We refuse to give up hope. We will constantly, constantly continue to look towards you and to trust you. And we ask that in that merit, you should respond positively to all of our tefillos and to all of the needs and the challenges and the danger